This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Guadalupe B. Zamora. Date of birth, March 23, 1960. Case ID number is 3673784. Date of exam, August 11, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 5/17/22. And medical records from Su Familia Clinica in Raymondville dated 5/16/22. Identifying information. This is a 62-year-old divorced female with six children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of osteoarthritis, high blood pressure, hypercholesterolemia, cataracts of the eyes, heart disease, and asthma/allergies. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in March of 2022, where she worked as a provider for 30 years. During that time, she worked 12 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. She is not receiving money from her ex-husband and has not been on disability in prior years. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her three children, who are still with her. Allegations, number one, osteoarthritis, number two, hypertension, number three, hypercholesterolemia, number four, cataracts of the eyes, number five, heart disease, and number six, asthma/allergies. History of allegations, number one, osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2012, she started to develop osteoarthritis in her hands, feet, knees, and in her lumbar sacral back area. Multiple x-rays were taken and her diagnosis was confirmed as being osteoarthritis. She denies any fractures, surgeries, but did receive three steroid injections into her back area, which did not help her. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the evening every day. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 15 minutes, climb two steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button her clothes. The claimant has various assisted devices, such as a cane, walker, that she uses, especially when she goes out. She presented to my office with a walker. The claimant is presently on naproxen 500 milligrams BID, which does give some relief. Her physical activities include walking around a little bit and lifting five-pound weights. Her physician at this time is Dr. Gonzalez. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2017 she was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, and temporal and occipital headaches that she had been having approximately 6 months prior to being diagnosed with hypertension. She was also complaining of blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 143/90 mmHg. At the present time, she is on Losartan, potassium 50 milligrams QD, and furosemide 20 milligrams QD. The claimant has a borderline high blood pressure reading. Allegations number 3, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2002, during a routine blood work, the claimant was noted to have a very high cholesterol level. She was started on atorvastatin, 20 milligrams POQD. She denies having any in-organ damage, such as cerebral vascular accident or myocardial infarction. She states her last readings have been good and that her physician has told her that her condition is stable and under control. Allegation number 4, poor vision. The claimant states that in May of 2022, she was told that she had bilateral cataracts in both eyes. The claimant states that she does have other problems such as hypertension, but she has had no problems with glaucoma, diabetes mellitus, or trauma to her eyes. She does wear glasses. Her Snellen vision was OD uncorrected, was 20/70. Pinhole was 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. The claimant states that her night vision as well as her peripheral vision are poor. And as noted earlier, she was diagnosed with bilateral cataract formation. She is pending surgery, and her condition is stable at this time. Allegation number 5, heart disease. The claimant states that in 2016, she had a cardiac catheterization secondary to having shortness of breath and chest pain. She states the character of the pain is a tightness located in her mid-chest area that does not radiate up to her neck or over to her arms. She states the pain usually lasts 2 minutes, and she has this pain at least once a week. The pain is precipitated by exertion, and she also develops shortness of breath. Sometimes she can have the pain just by resting. She denies any relation to food intake. The claimant was given nitroglycerin tablets, 0.3 milligrams, and usually when she has a chest pain, she has to place one tablet under her tongue, along with resting, which helps to relieve the chest pain. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, nausea, and dizziness. She denies diaphoresis or vomiting. Her risk factors include hypertension, positive family history of heart disease, menopause, and a high cholesterol level. She denies any history of diabetes mellitus or smoking. The claimant states she does have a history of gastritis, but denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. She was diagnosed with congestive heart failure with shortness of breath, pedal edema, and apnea, where she has to use 2 pillows at night in order to breathe. She does not know what her ejection fraction was. She was diagnosed with diastolic heart failure and ischemic angina. Her condition at this time is stable but guarded. Allegation number 6, shortness of breath. The claimant states that in 2020, she was diagnosed with asthma secondary to allergies. She denies any problems with emphysema, bronchitis, pneumonia, but does have cardiac problems. She states that her shortness is precipitated by walking 1 block, climbing 2 steps, comma, talking, comma, resting, comma, seasonal changes, comma, but no relation with cigarettes. The last time she was in the emergency room for allergic asthma was in 2019. She denies being hospitalized or intubated for her condition. At the present time, she's on albuterol sulfate, HFA. 1 puff PRN is needed. Flovin, HFA, 110 micrograms, 2 puffs QD. Fluticasone, propionate, 50 micrograms. Nasal spray, QD. She states that these sprays do help her with her asthma. Family history. The father died of hypertension, comma, and colon cancer. The mother had coronary artery disease, heart disease, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. Medications, vitamin D, 1,000 international units, Q2 weeks, nitroglycerin tablets, 0.3 milligrams, sublingually, PRN is needed for chest pain, aspirin, 81 milligrams, QD, losartan potassium, 50 milligrams, QD, furosemide, 20 milligrams, QD, albuterol sulfate, HFA, PRN is needed. Naproxen, 500 milligrams BID. Atorvastatin, 20 milligrams QD. Flovin, HFA, 110 micrograms, 2 puffs QD. Fluticasone, propionate, 50 micrograms QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, anxiety slash depression, comma, heart disease, secondary to diastolic heart failure, and ischemic angina, comma, asthma, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, lumbar sacral back pain, comma, decreased vision, secondary to cataract formation, comma, right-sided radiculopathy, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, history of colon diverticulosis, comma, obstructive sleep apnea, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, urolithiasis, comma, major surgery. In 1991, she had a vaginal hysterectomy and a colonectomy performed secondary to a ruptured colon from diverticulosis. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 183 pounds, height 4 feet 10 inches, BP 143 over 90 mmHg, heart rate 84 beats per minute, respiration 20 respirations per minute, BMI 38. General. This is a 62-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The third sentence down. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No cataract formation appeared to be there. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Could you please drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant did have some mild pitting edema. Calves were non-tender and the Holman sign was negative. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was normal. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle on the left side was 2+ and on the right side was 1+. Reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally was 2+. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which was a walker, which she used during the whole examination. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. The claimant was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam, and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right lower extremity and the lumbar sacral back area. Mild joint swelling was noted for both lower extremities. There is abnormal range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine, but normal range of motion of the cervical spine. The claimant was unable to flex at all and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion motor and sensory findings in the upper extremities as well as in the left lower extremity. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was not performed secondary to the claimant being unable to get up on top of the table. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of the left knee, but abnormal strength of the right knee. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table at all. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels or toes, but was able to walk at a normal tandem rate with the walker. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires a walker at all times. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were not symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis reflexes were +2 bilaterally. However, the patellar and Achilles reflexes was +1 for the right side and +2 for the left. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the upper extremities and plus 3 over 5 for the right lower extremity and plus 4 over 5 for the left lower extremity. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine. No acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the right lower extremity, which may be coming from a severe radiculopathy. She is unable to heel toe and walk at a normal tandem rate, especially without a walker. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual field, but does have some limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to decrease range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the right lower extremity. Probable diagnoses. Number one, osteoarthritis dash has been confirmed with x-rays and medical records being treated at this time. Appears to be fairly stable. Number two, hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure at this visit was 143/90 mmHg, which is borderline high, but still stable. Number three, hypercholesterolemia, dash being treated at this time, appears to be well controlled. Number one, bilateral cataract formation of the eyes, not confirmed with physical examination. The claimant does have decreased vision, but I was unable to see any cataract formation. Number five, heart disease secondary to diastolic heart failure / congestive heart failure with stable angina, which has been evaluated with cardiac catheterization. I do not know what her ejection fraction was, but she appears to be fairly stable at this time, and physical examination was normal. Allegation number six, shortness of breath, secondary to asthma and allergies, is being treated at this time. Normal physical exam appears to be stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Guadalupe B. Zamora.